We'll just be close.
Yeah. Okay, so I guess we should pray now. Lord, we thank you for the day. Thank you for this morning, Lord. We ask that you be with those that are traveling, Lord. We ask that you be with those that are meeting together. We ask that you be with Andrew this morning, Lord. We ask that you be with us. In Jesus' name. So, this morning we have Psalms 119, 120. Sorry. I lifted my eyes to the mountains. From where shall my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Let not your foot be moved, neither let him who keeps you slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord shall keep you. The Lord is your shelter at your right hand. The sun shall not burn you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall keep you from all evil. The Lord shall keep your soul. The Lord shall keep your coming in and your going out, from the present time and unto the ages. So, I was thinking about this as I read it this morning, and it seems to me like he had a problem that he was trying to kind of deal with. And he looked to the mountain for God not to worry. And I was thinking about, I lifted my eyes to the mountain, from where shall my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. And I was thinking this morning, or I was thinking right now, the sun's coming up pretty late. If you're going out in the morning before the sun comes up, and you see the sunrise, you know, and you watch the sun come up in the east, and you see how magnificent that is, and the power of God, it's real easy to, in this life, to worry about little things, about jobs, about money, about, you know, how we're going to handle this situation, how we're going to handle that situation. But if we just realize how small we really are, it's like, God, I lifted my eyes to the mountains. From where will my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. If you think about God making heaven and earth, I mean, if you can just think of something, I work with chickens every single day, and I probably break 100 eggs a day, and I don't even look at an egg anymore. But if you really think about an egg, and then it goes from that into a chicken, that's a miracle. If you look at a butterfly, that is a miracle. And then I was also thinking about the verse in Jesus. I think it's Matthew 6:25, where it talks about not to worry, and that God can. Therefore I say unto you, Matthew 6:25, do not worry about your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, or nor about your body, what you shall put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about your clothing? Consider the lily of the fields. How they grow, they neither toil nor spin, and yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown in the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? And I just know for me, I can worry a lot about stuff that I have absolutely no control of. And also, when I was reading this, I mean, what can we control in this life? Absolutely nothing. I mean, we can worry that the only thing that we can control is ourselves, and that's only sometimes. I mean, eventually you're going to get to a point where you have no control of yourself before you leave this earth. So you can control nothing except how your reactions are to situations. So that's just what I was thinking about when I read that. I don't know what the assignment is.
It was to get someone, tell someone to turn the other cheek.
Okay. You want to assign an assignment, or do you want to just wait until next week since there's more people here?
Go ahead and assign one.
Okay. I guess assignment would be someone who was in a dark situation or a hard situation and they still trusted in God. That would be assignment. So you can go ahead and do your assignment. And I guess the bigger boy's after him.
I thought about Jesus when the people didn't like what he was teaching, so they killed him. And Jesus didn't kill them or be mean to them or do something mean to them in return.
Our assignment was to say how we can turn the other cheek. And when my brother or anybody takes something from me, I just let them have it. And yeah.
I thought whenever me and some of my brothers get to arguing about something or disagreeing on how we should do different things, I thought. I could try to get along a little harder to get along and just let them just try to compromise and try to not have angry thoughts towards them or say unkind things.
When your customer doesn't pay and you can just forgive them and help them.
I thought about when me and my brother sometimes, we won't always get along, and instead of arguing back and trying to get it to go your way, just let them do it their way and help them out and do it.
If I'm like using something to make something one of my siblings wants to use it or just takes it, I could let them use it and use some of my other things too.
I got something for the little boys' lesson, and it comes out of the Coals of Fire, the book of Coals of the Fire, and where a man, Peter, I think, and he was from Switzerland, and he was a Mennonite over there, and the townspeople didn't like the Mennonites, so they went over there. They were... some boys got together and they were going to go take off the thatch off of the man's house and do it at night. But Peter awoke when they were throwing off the thatch, and then he got his wife up and he said, "Make a meal real quick." So she did, and then he ushered the boys into the house and got them all set down and got their plates full of food, and then they weren't able to eat. They jumped up and ran outside and threw all the thatch back on and then ran down the street.
I kind of had just get along with everybody. If they want to do something different than you do, just help them get it, help them do it. Just you don't always have to get the last word in and stuff, and just do it that way.
I was thinking, turning the other cheek in the verbal sense. So everybody knows I like to talk, and that gets the better of me sometimes. Instead of being the first one to snap something back, just be quiet more.